Much. Take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 13, if you would. This probably will be the last in a series of messages from Proverbs, just messages that I think are pertinent, practical. This is about the fifth or sixth one. I'll be going into another series after Mother's Day. So that's my plan. I may change that, but at least these are such great timeless truths that we have in the book of Proverbs. Today, chapter 13, verse 15, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. The way of transgressors is hard. Just go back to chapter 1, Proverbs 1, if you would please, to just go along with what we just read. Proverbs 1, this whole book was written by Solomon to his son to help him to avoid the way of transgressors, because Solomon knew it was hard. He himself experienced a lot of the hardness of the way of transgression. He was not perfect. He was like you and I, not flawless. So he suffered, and he wanted to spare his son some of the suffering that he had experienced as he came to the end of the way. So he said in verse 15 of chapter 1, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. That is, in the way of sinners. Notice that back up to verse 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive. And so, in other words, if you're enticed by sinners, if they ask you to come, go with them. If they want you to walk with them, don't listen to them. He says, walk not thou in the way. Refrain thy foot from their path. Turn the page. Verse 31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. The end of transgressors is hard, the way of transgressors. Notice verse 11 of chapter 2, Proverbs. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee to deliver thee from the way of the evil men, or the evil man from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness, who walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in the paths. So we could read the whole book of Proverbs and it would only substantiate what we have just read. He said the way of the transgressors is hard. Every one of you could say, yeah, let me give you a personal word of testimony. Whether you're saved or unsaved. If you're unsaved, that's the only way you've known. Not that you're the worst person in the world. Not that you're the greatest sinner, but you're just a transgressor, because the Bible says all transgression is the sin of All transgression is sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 says, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Word transgression means just walking across. It's a compound word, walking. And the word transcontinent, across, the word gress, digress, egress, it has to do with walking. So walking across the word, violating the commandments of God, that's the only thing an unsaved person can do. He's not accepted. He's not bowed his knee or her to the Lord. So the Bible says in Proverbs 21:4, the plowing of the wicked is sin. Because you're turning up the soil of God's wonderful earth, you're breathing his air, you're recipient of his sunshine and rain, and yet you have not accepted him as your God and Savior. So everything you do is a transgression of the law. And then for those of us who are saved, we're still not free of sin. The sin does not have dominion over us, but we still struggle with fleshly appetites, habits, holds, haunts. And so we know that we sin and we struggle with. So every time we transgress the law, we're sinning. And we want to transgress it the least possible. We want to put ourselves in a place where God will bless us and can bless us and does bless us. He does. But just know today that sin and the way of sinners and the way of transgressors is hard. It's hard. It's not easy. I want to give you several reasons why it isn't today. And if I don't finish the message, I'll come back in a couple weeks and wrap it up, because we're going to have the Lord's table. So I'm going to get this. I got several points, but I'm going to go quickly. So put your seatbelts on. Let's go. Number one, the way of transgressors is hard because of the places you go and the people you know. The places you go, places of darkness, places of wickedness, places of the world, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the stench of the world. It's not a pleasant place where sin leads you. It takes you to a dead end. And the friends you make along the way, I think of the prodigal son who ended up in the pig pen. That's kind of an ultimate extreme, but it's an example. It's an illustration of the Word of God. And he was there, and no man knew him. The Bible says no man knew him. He was just there. No man gave him anything. He would have fain filled his belly with the husk of the feet, the husk that the swine fed upon. Gone to the. It was not a pleasant place. It was a stinking, smelly, awful place to be. But that's where sin led him. The way of the transgressor was hard because of the places you go and the people you know. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:20 that he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And when you're transgressing and walking the way of the transgressor, violating the Word of God, you are going to make yourself a companion of fools. People who do not accept the Word of God, people who are not wise according to Scriptures, people that just want to do their own thing. Okay? Notice in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 23, thy princes, God said to Israel, thy princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. So, number one, companions of fools and companions of these were leaders of Israel, but yet they were companions with thieves, robbers, dishonest people, because they were walking the way of a transgressor, and it was a hard way, and God had to deal with them severely. Again, in Proverbs 28, verse 24, whoso robbeth his father and mother and saith, it is no transgression. It is no transgression. You take from mom and dad when they need it. You rob them. You steal from them. You do not honor them. You do not support them. You do not take care of them after they've taken care of you. And so you rob them as the Pharisees did and say, it's a gift to God. It doesn't matter. I have no responsibility to my mom and dad. He said, if you rob your father and mother and say, it's no transgression. The Bible says, you are a companion of a destroyer. You are a companion of a destroyer. It's a serious thing to walk across the Word of God, to dishonor God and say, I know that God said honor my father and mother, but I think I can justify it this way. The Bible says you're a companion of destroyers. Well, there's another verse in Proverbs 28:7. He that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. Boy, we've seen pictures all week of riotous men in the streets of our cities. Riotous people, not just men, but riotous people. And the Bible says if you're a companion to those people, you are, the Bible says you'd shame your father. You see the picture of the mom of the year beating her son? Where was dad? Where was father of the year? Shame. The sad commentary on America is, they're not shaming their fathers. Fathers are gone. They're AWOL, absent. And they shame very few mothers. Mothers could care less, many of them. God help us. If we have become a nation of riotous people, and not just in Baltimore, the city of Baltimore, but in big cities around, there were people in the streets, and maybe not all of them rioting, but upheavals and rebellion and uneasy and restlessness and on the verge of rioting. Well, I tell you what, the way of transgressors is hard because of the places you go, streets, walking with thieves and robbers and fools and riotous people, and the people you know, companions you make along the way, the likes of which are thieves and robbers and fools and destroyers. So be careful about transgressing, becoming a transgressor of the Word of God. Be careful. This message is just as apropos or applicable to saved people as to unsaved people. I'm preaching to all of us today. If we're saved, we can still become a companion of destroyers. We can still walk with fools. We can still transgress the Word of God. We can lapse into sin and fall out of fellowship with Him. Secondly, the way of transgressors is hard because of the decisions you make. Because of the decisions you will make as you transgress the Word of God. You're going to say something like, well, you know, I missed out on a lot of fun when I was, I got married early, so I've never really had a, I never really experienced life as a young adult. I got married, had kids, I've done nothing but change diapers and wash dishes and clean house. I'm going to enjoy myself for a while. And you'll find a psychologist that will give you all the comfort in the world you need to do that. He'll tell you to go ahead and leave your husband. He'll tell you to farm your kids out to somebody else and just live it up because you missed out when you were young. Do your own thing. Drop out of school. Decide to just live it up. Have a good time because of what you missed out on. Decisions you make, the decisions you make as you transgress the law. As you thumb your nose to God and close His book and say, I think I can do it my way. I'm going to make decisions for myself and I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to put myself first for a while because I've never had a lot of fun and a lot of pleasure and a lot of independence. I've always had to answer to somebody and I've always had somebody telling me what to do, when to do it, and where to go. And I'm tired of that. So I'm going to be independent for a while. I'm going to go my way. And you transgress the law. You leave the paths of righteousness. You start walking in the way of sinners, Psalm 1, and sitting in the seat of the scornful. And I tell you what, it's a hard way to go, folks. Most of us have gone down that path sometime or other. And we say, man alive, I wish I'd have paid attention to those signs, those warning signs. Don't go further. Road out ahead. Dead end, bridge out. But we ignored the signs and went on, and we found that we fell flat on our face. Worse, we disgraced our Savior. We brought shame to our family. We ruined our opportunities that were there. Oh, it's a hard way. It's a hard way. Thirdly, the way of transgressors is hard because of the good you're going to miss when you go that way. Oh, my goodness. The good. Now, I know it's a trade-off. I know you're willing to take the chance. I know that you're willing to pass up on some good things, but believe me, it's a bad deal. To give up church for the world, like many have done today. Say there's something more important today. I know it's an activity. I know it's not worship, although we can worship out on the lake. To give up coming to God's place with these people, with God's people, and worshiping and singing and hear that music and being blessed and served spiritually and fed by the Word of God. Who wants to give that up for the way of the transgressor? You do. It's a hard way to go. You're going to miss church. You're going to miss wonderful teachers who teach the Word of God, who open up the Word having studied it and pored over it and prayed and share it with you and I think of my own, I was saved when I was a kid, 6 years old, and in church from the time that I can, about that time, my folks were brought to the Lord as a result of a tragedy in our family. And by the way, they were not bad people, but they weren't in church, and they weren't growing spiritually, and they weren't reaching out to God, and God just reached down and got their attention dramatically and radically, and from that point on, they started listening to God. They would say the way of the transgressor is hard. It's a hard way. And I'm glad that I have memories of a godly pastor who led me to Christ, godly teachers, and godly people who put their arms around me from time to time just to encourage me. And you could say the same. But the way of the transgressor, he misses that, or she. They forfeit those wonderful people, that fellowship, those victories, those prayer meetings, those testimonies, those youth pastors who influence young people and good music. They miss all that for the world, for the vomit of the world that they want to go back to. You'll miss it. You'll miss it. It's a hard way to go because of the good you're going to miss. I know I'm preaching to the choir because you're here this morning. You're not out there. You're here. But you're going to be tempted to go out there. You're going to be tempted to give up. Sometimes it's just gradual, a service here and a service there, an opportunity here and an opportunity there, and it just it kind of sets in like rigor mortis. Not instantly, but pretty quickly. And you will be tempted. All of us have been. Number four. It's a hard way to go. It's a hard way to go because of the consequences you're going to reap. The Bible says in Galatians 6:8, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And the ultimate corruption is death. And if you sow to the flesh and sow to the flesh, you're going to just reap corruption, not life everlasting, it says in that text, but death. That's what the flesh is all about. So, it's a hard way to go because of what you're going to reap and what you're reaping. Not things that are pertain to life eternal, but things that pertain to death. Corruption. That which is ugly. That which is putrefying. That which is disgusting. That which is disabling and dying. Corruption! The way of the transgressor is hard because what you're reaping if you're transgressing. You may be here finely dressed today with an open Bible, and nobody knows what's going on but you and God, and you know you're down that path. You know you've closed the book. You know you're walking apart from His way, treading on thin ice spiritually, and one step could plunge you into disaster. It's only you and God knows it. Maybe one or two other people. The way of the transgressor is hard, folk, friend. Keep going that way and you'll be plunged into disaster and death eventually. Because when sin bringeth, when the sin is finished, it brings forth death. Number five, the way of the transgressor is hard because of the opportunities you will waste. One life will soon be passed. Soon! I know it seems like if you're 30, it's going to be quite a while yet. I've got a lot of time. No, you don't. You have today. That's about it. If by the grace of God you wake up tomorrow, you'll have tomorrow. That's about it. We don't know that we have another week, another month, another year. Only by His grace we have a day. One life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. I have time today. Opportunities, I have resources today, I have relationships today, I have some talent that God has given me to use for His glory today, I have a life today, that's what I have opportunities to glorify Him today, and how can I do that if I'm walking the way of the transgressor? God will deal with me, and I will have opportunities wasted to account for the judgment seat of Christ as a believer. Six. The way of transgressor is hard because of the judgment that must come. The judgment that must come, and it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Hebrews chapter 10. A terrible chapter to read for devotions. If I were you, I'd just skip over that, I think. No, I'm not serious. But if you are walking the way of the transgressor, you'll want to get through it quickly. If not, skip over it entirely. If we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice of sin. Now, he's not writing to heathen people, unbelievers. He's writing to you if you're saved. This is a book written to believers, Hebrews. He's given the most stern warning he could give to people who are who were saved and are saved, but walking the way of the transgressor, or at least contemplating going back to the pig pen that they were saved out of. He said, boy, if you do that, there's nothing but a fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation. That's a picture of God's displeasure. He said, the Lord shall judge his people. Verse 30, not talking about unbelievers, you, me. The Lord will judge his people because he's righteous. We're going to have the Lord's table. Before we have this table today, if I were you, and I'm going to do it myself, I'm going to say, oh God, please wash me, purge me, cleanse me. Show me that secret sin, my secret faults. I want to have fellowship between, and if there's aught between me and my brother, then God, I will go to that person and say, please forgive me. I don't want anything in my heart as I come to this table, because the Lord will judge his people. Amen? He won't look over it. He doesn't take it lightly. So if we walk the way of the transgressor, judgment's going to come. It's going to be a hard way. It's going to be a terrible way. Number 7, it's a hard way because of the price you will pay. You're going to lose love. You're going to lose family. You're going to lose loved ones. You're going to lose health. You're going to lose happiness, joy, peace. You're going to lose everything that's worth living for good if you go the way of the transgressor. Young man in our church 35 years ago sinned against God and his family yesterday. From another state, I got a long-distance call from that young man. He's not so young now. Crying and weeping. Oh, why is God doing this to me? Why is God? For something I did 35 years ago, he's not punishing this guy, but he's walked the way of the transgressor, and it's hard. The only way to get right is to get on your knees and say, oh, God, wash me and purge me and cleanse me. Give me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. The way of the transgressor is hard because of the price you will pay. You don't want to pay that price. Oh, it's staggering. It's beyond description. The way of the transgressor's heart. You pay a dear price. You say, yeah, but I'm saved. Well, yeah, you'll be saved. You'll go to heaven so as by the skin of your teeth. But oh, the joy and the blessings you will have forfeited. That's my next point, number 8. Because of the peace you will forfeit. It's hard. And number 9, because of the love you will spurn. The love of mom, the love of dad, the love of a spouse, the love of children, the love of friends, the love of your church. Oh, the love you will spurn because of the way of the transgressor you've chosen. The people that really love you and the people that love you the most, the people that love you genuinely, you've spurned that love for some trade-off of some sick kind of perversion. And love which is not love. It's a hard way to go. Finally, lastly, the way of transgressors is hard because of the end that you will reach. For unbelievers, hell. Separation from God forever. The way of the transgressors is hard. That's all I have to say, hell. You don't want to pay that price. The way of transgression, hard for believers too. Hard for believers if you don't turn and mend your ways and repent and get on your knees and call out to God, Father in heaven, I pray for these words today that you drive them into our hearts. All of us probably feel like we need to get on our knees right now and say, oh God, forgive me, wash me today. I want a heart that's clean and right. I want to get off the way that seems right, and it's the big way and the highway and the byway. I want to get on the right way, straight and narrow, and walk the straight way. I don't want to be on the way of the transgressor. I don't want to have companions that are thieves and robbers and fools and destroyers. I want to have companions that are good and righteous, godly people. Speak to our hearts today and draw us to yourself in Jesus' name. Take your hymnals and turn to